When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead America. Tales from the First Month. The Twins. By Derek Slayton. Chapter 1. Day 0 plus 6. 3 miles to the northwest of Sheffield, Iowa, sprawls the vast expanse of the Walter Farm, an emblem of familial heritage and tradition. Nestled within its rustic embrace, the estate has stood as a testament to the enduring legacy of the Walter lineage for six generations, tracing its origins back to the mid-1800s. The time-honored tradition of the Walton family stewarding the farm endured even amidst the tumult of the apocalypse, with its mantle of responsibility passing to 17-year-old twin siblings, Alexis and Ryan, who inherited the estate from their parents. While both siblings had long anticipated assuming this role, the suddenness of its arrival caught them unprepared, confronting them with the weight of their legacy sooner than expected. Even amidst the quiet expanse of rural Iowa, the harrowing effects of the zombie apocalypse lingered like a somber specter. Both Ryan and Alexis found themselves grappling with the dire consequences as their parents succumbed to the relentless virus plaguing the nation. In the desolate landscape of their hometown, it fell upon the siblings to undertake the heartbreaking task of ending their parents' suffering. The remote location offered them a slight advantage, a precious day's warning before the impending chaos descended upon them. Though their access to information was limited, the local news broadcast from Cedar Rapids, 120 miles away, provided enough insight into the apocalypse that was headed their way. Ryan, ensconced in his father's worn recliner within the solemn confines of the living room, found himself ensnared in a poignant reverie, his gaze fixated on a photograph adorning the mantel, a cherished memento of happier times shared with his parents. Despite his best efforts to forget his father demanding that he put him and his mother down before they became dangerous, the thought still remained. Into this somber tableau stepped Alexis, her slender frame swathed in cozy flannel pajamas, still groggy with slumber. With gentle strides, she entered the room, bearing a tray laden with steaming cups of coffee. Alexis entered the room with a soft inquiry, her voice carrying a gentle concern. "Did you get any sleep last night?" she asked. Ryan met her gaze with a weary nod. "Yeah, I got a little, Alexis. Not as much as I would have liked, though." Concern furrowed Alexis's brow. "More bad dreams?" Ryan's lips curved into a wistful smile. "If you can believe it, I was having a good dream. Do you remember that college intern who came to the school to get her intern credits or whatever?" A flicker of recognition crossed Alexis's features before she raised a preemptive hand. "Yes, I do remember her, and I'm going to stop you right there. There's more than enough horror going on in the world. I don't need knowledge of whatever perverted dream you were having about Miss Harper." Ryan chuckled softly, a hint of mischief dancing in his eyes as he accepted the offered cup of coffee from Alexis. She settled onto the sofa beside him, focusing on her coffee. "I'll have you know that the dream I was having was quite wholesome. At least it started out that way," Ryan teased. "I'll never know how it ended thanks to those assholes outside." Alexis rose from the sofa, her curiosity piqued by a movement outside the window. Peering through the glass, she surveyed the grim tableau unfolding beyond the farmhouse walls. Half a dozen zombies lurked in the vicinity. Some pressed against the side of the house, while others gravitated toward a tractor, its gleaming front drawing their undead gaze. "Is it just me, or did another one join their ranks overnight?" Alexis queried. Ryan's response was measured. "Yeah, Mr. Miller." Alexis's gaze lingered outside, where her eyes caught sight of the newly transformed figure, a once familiar farmer now reduced to a grotesque semblance of his former self. A pained expression flickered across her features before she retreated from the window, settling back onto the sofa with her coffee in hand. "You know that we're going to have to do something about them today, right?" she remarked. Ryan's response was delayed. Finally, as if conceding to an unavoidable truth, he nodded, his features etched with resignation. "Yeah, I know. I've just..." His voice trailed off. "I know you don't want to, because it means we'll have to head out back and dig graves for Mom and Pop. But we have to do it. And not just because the smell is going to get horrific sooner rather than later. This farm is our responsibility now, and we need to take that responsibility seriously. Because if we don't, then we're not eating come harvest time," Alexis asserted. Ryan listened, his expression somber, as he absorbed her words. Sipping his coffee, he seemed lost in contemplation, as if engaging in a silent debate with himself. Eventually, he straightened and began speaking. "Okay, we'll get it done today, but we're going to do it safely," he agreed. Alexis's response was immediate. "I wouldn't have it any other way. What do you have in mind?" "We know it takes a headshot to put them down, and we have plenty of shotgun shells," Ryan replied. But Alexis's reaction was swift and decisive. "No, we can't use the shotgun." Confusion flickered across Ryan's features. "Why not? I thought you were on board with the whole doing it safely thing." "Those things like noise. If we start shooting, we're going to run the risk of more of them paying us a visit," Alexis said. Ryan chuckled softly, a hint of skepticism in his tone. "The shotgun isn't that loud, and we're at least 3 miles away from Sheffield. Where are they going to come from?" Alexis's response was sobering. "Where did these six come from? If we're really so far away from civilization, then why are they here?" Ryan pondered for a moment, his thoughts swirling as he contemplated Alexis' point. Slowly, he nodded in agreement. "You're right," he conceded. "We don't know what's out there, and while we can handle six, I don't think we want to try our luck with 60. Alexis, sitting opposite him, smirked knowingly. "It only took you 17 years, but you're finally talking some sense." Ryan chuckled softly, the sound mingling with the clink of his coffee cup against the saucer as he finished off the remnants of his drink. "So if you don't want to do it my way, what do you recommend?" he inquired. Alexis paused, her expression thoughtful as she mulled over her response. Then, a mischievous grin spread across her face. "I have an idea," she announced. "I just need you to get them moving to the front of the house." "How much time do you need?" Ryan asked. "A few minutes at the most," Alexis replied confidently. "Just make sure they're not around the house or a truck." "I can do that," Ryan affirmed with a nod. "You just let me know when you're ready." Alexis flashed him a sly smile before draining the last of her coffee. "I'll get my shoes," she declared, pushing her chair back. As she rose from the table, Ryan's gaze lingered on her for a moment, a curious expression on his face. It took Alexis a beat to realize his scrutiny, and she glanced down, suddenly self-conscious. "A little excited to get outside, are we, sis?" Ryan teased, a playful glint in his eyes. "Just a little," Alexis admitted with a sheepish grin while looking down at her pajamas. "Let me get my real clothes and my shoes." After a few minutes of preparation, the siblings were ready to embark on their plan. Ryan stood by the front door, clutching a baseball bat tightly in his grasp, while Alexis descended the stairs weaponless. "Are you just fighting them by hand?" Ryan queried. "I told you, I have an idea," Alexis reassured him with a determined gleam in her eyes. "Now, get them distracted. I'm heading out the back." Ryan nodded in understanding, his expression resolute, before exchanging a fist bump with his sister. With a swift turn, Alexis dashed towards the rear of the house, her footsteps echoing faintly. Meanwhile, Ryan drew a deep breath, steeling himself for what lay ahead, before cautiously swinging open the front door. He stepped out onto the porch, the wooden boards creaking beneath his weight, and firmly shut the door behind him. The abrupt noise drew the attention of the nearest zombie, its vacant gaze fixating on Ryan from a distance of about 15 yards to the right. "Good morning," Ryan greeted casually. "But I have to say, it's a little early for house guests, don't you think?" With measured steps, Ryan descended from the porch, his senses on high alert as the zombies groaned and lurched towards him. He maintained a vigilant watch, ensuring that his focus remained solely on the immediate threat before him. Casting a glance towards the cluster of six undead figures, Ryan observed that only a handful seemed to acknowledge his presence. With a sudden, piercing whistle, he aimed to draw the attention of the others. "Hey, there we go," Ryan called out. "Why don't you all follow me this way? Apparently, my sister Alexis has something special planned for you." As Ryan continued to navigate the open area in front of the house, he followed Alexis's instructions diligently, ensuring the zombies remained clustered in the middle of the space. With each step he took backward, he assessed the dwindling distance between himself and the equipment-strewn pen, roughly 50 yards away. "Come on, sis," Ryan called out. "I'm starting to run out of real estate here." Just as the words left his lips, the distant hum of an engine pierced the air, originating from the barn behind the house. Ryan's eyes widened in astonishment as Alexis appeared around the corner, perched atop a large tractor adorned with a menacing mulcher attachment at the front. "You've got to be kidding me," Ryan exclaimed incredulously, a laugh bubbling up. He watched in a mix of disbelief and amusement as the small horde of undead creatures, previously fixated on him, abruptly shifted their attention towards Alexis and the roaring machinery she commanded. "I don't think that's going to end too well for you," Ryan remarked with a wry grin. Ryan watched with glee as Alexis revved the tractor's engine, activating the menacing mulcher attachment. The spike device roared to life, its lethal blades whirring ominously as it awaited its first victim. With practiced precision, Alexis maneuvered the tractor towards the nearest ghoul, aligning it flawlessly with the center of the mulcher. Without hesitation, she pressed forward, the tractor's attachment crushing the undead creature beneath them with a sickening crunch. A spray of crimson erupted from the ghoul's mangled remains, painting the ground. One by one, the remaining five zombies met a similar fate, offering no resistance as they were methodically mowed down by the relentless machine. The air filled with the stench of decay and the sickening sounds of bones being pulverized, creating a macabre symphony of destruction. After a few moments of chaotic carnage, it was over. Alexis brought the tractor to a halt in the center of the clearing, surveying the scene to ensure that no stragglers remained. Satisfied that the threat had been neutralized, she deactivated the tractor and descended from her perch. Ryan approached her slowly, a smirk playing at the corners of his lips as he engaged in a slow, mocking clap. "I have to hand it to you, sis. That was impressive," Ryan commended. "Thank you, brother," Alexis replied, a hint of pride evident in her tone. "It's going to be even more impressive when you have to figure out how to clean it off," Ryan quipped, a teasing glint in his eye. "Did you forget that Dad bought that power washer a couple of months ago?" she countered. Ryan smirked knowingly. "I remember how you talked him into buying the electric power washer, because you were so concerned about the environment and a gas one would punch a hole in the ozone or something." Alexis's shoulders slumped in defeat. The power outage had rendered their eco-friendly cleaning solution useless. "Well, yeah, I had forgotten that part," she admitted reluctantly. "We might need to add a store run to our list of things to do." "There's a lot to get done before we do that," Ryan agreed, his gaze drifting towards a fenced area behind the house, where several headstones marked the resting places of their ancestors. Alexis nodded in understanding, motioning for Ryan to follow her. "Come on, let's get some shovels," she suggested. "Forget shovels," Ryan countered with a mischievous grin. "I was going to get the excavator." Alexis released a soft chuckle, acknowledging her brother's jest with a nod. The ensuing hours were marked by the solemn task of digging graves for their parents. Together, they worked methodically, their movements measured and deliberate, as they tenderly laid their loved ones to rest and filled in the graves. Once the earth had settled over the freshly dug graves, Ryan and Alexis stood side by side, their gazes fixed upon the solemn markers that now adorned the landscape. "Should we say something?" Alexis ventured quietly, breaking the heavy silence that hung between them. Ryan paused, considering her question before responding. "Like what?" "I don't know," Alexis admitted. "It just feels like a situation where somebody should say something." After a moment of contemplation, Ryan nodded in agreement, gathering his thoughts before speaking. "To Mom and Pop," he began, his voice tinged with emotion. "You raised us well and always looked out for our well-being right up until the end. You're going to be missed." As Ryan glanced towards Alexis, he noticed a solitary tear glistening in her eye. Concern etched his features as he instinctively reached out to comfort her, but to his surprise, she remained composed, shedding only that one tear. "Are you okay, sis?" Ryan inquired gently. "Yeah," Alexis affirmed with a slight tremor in her voice. "I've been crying for a couple of days now, and I'll cry more when I'm alone in my bed. But right now, we have to get focused, because there's a lot we need to get it done." With a resolute nod, Alexis motioned towards the expanse of the farm, prompting Ryan to nod in agreement. "We best get started then."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For two. Ryan and Alexis mounted their respective four-wheelers, the engines roaring to life as they embarked on their journey down the lengthy driveway that stretched through the sprawling expanse of their family's farm. The air was crisp against their skin as they navigated the uneven terrain, their wheels kicking up trails of dust in their wake. With each passing moment, they felt a fleeting sense of freedom, reminiscent of carefree childhood days spent exploring the vastness of the farm. The rumble of the engines and the rush of wind against their faces momentarily whisked away the weight of their burdens, leaving only the exhilaration of the ride. As they approached the front gate, their pace slowed, and they came to a halt, the sight before them confirming their suspicions. A wrecked car lay on its roof, having crashed through the fence beside the gate. "Well, that explains how those things were getting in," Ryan remarked. Alexis approached the damaged fence, her gaze assessing the sturdy posts that miraculously remained standing amidst the wreckage. "It will take a little work, but I should be able to patch this up." Meanwhile, Ryan dismounted from his four-wheeler and ventured towards the overturned car nearby. As he drew closer, a sudden noise startled him, causing him to react instinctively. "Damn it, they got me good," Ryan muttered, shaking his head in annoyance. Concerned, Alexis called out to him. "Are you all right?" "Yeah, one of those things is in there," Ryan replied. "Just startled me, that's all." Kneeling down beside the overturned vehicle, Ryan peered inside, his breath catching in his throat as he beheld the unsettling sight within. The driver, now transformed into a zombie, thrashed about inside the confines of the car, its movements restricted by the seatbelt. Glass fragments protruded from its decaying flesh, adding to the grotesque tableau. For a moment, Ryan contemplated the idea of dispatching the trapped creature, but ultimately decided against it. "You're not going anywhere," he stated firmly, "so we'll save you for another day." As he rose to his feet, a sudden blare of the car horn jolted him, eliciting a startled reaction. Piecing together the implications, Ryan spoke aloud, his realization dawning. "So that's how they got the idea to come onto the farm," he surmised. "You're sending up a signal to let them know we're here." Ryan sighed heavily as he returned to his four-wheeler, retrieving the baseball bat from the back before striding back to the wrecked car. He knelt beside the window and delivered several powerful blows with the bat until the glass shattered. Sitting back on his heels, Ryan regarded the trapped zombie with a mixture of pity and remorse as it continued to thrash futilely against its restraints. "I'm sorry this happened to you," he murmured softly. "But I can't let you keep honking that horn." Summoning his courage, Ryan delivered a series of forceful blows to the creature's head with the baseball bat. With a sickening crack, the skull finally gave way, and the once agitated zombie fell silent. Standing up, Ryan made his way back to where Alexis stood by the road, her gaze fixed on the distant horizon. "What do you see?" Ryan inquired, joining her side. "A whole lot of nothing, Ryan," Alexis replied. "It's just like any other day out here." "So do you want me to ride back to the barn and get the barbed wire so we can patch this up?" Ryan suggested. "No," Alexis countered thoughtfully. "I'm thinking we need to venture out a little further." "And go where?" Ryan pressed, curiosity piqued. The Clarkson Farm, for starters, Alexis answered. It's the closest one to us, and it would be good to know if there's anybody alive over there. If there isn't, then we need to hope that his winter crop seeds came in. If he is still alive, we're most likely going to need his help this winter. Ryan hesitated, momentarily taken aback by the suggestion. We've been working on this farm all our lives. We'll be all right. We're not even out of high school yet, Ryan, Alexis reminded him gently. Mr. Clarkson was farming before Mom and Pop were born. I'm pretty sure he might have a few kernels of wisdom to share with us. Ryan nodded slowly. Yeah, you're probably right. Alexis shot Ryan a playful yet incredulous look, her smile widening as she savored the rare moment. Did you just admit that I was right? She teased. Yeah, and all it took was the literal end of the world for it to happen, Ryan replied with a smirk. The tension of the moment dissolved as Alexis burst into laughter, prompting Ryan to join in. Okay, come on. Let's get the truck and head over there, Ryan suggested. With purposeful strides, they returned to their four-wheelers and swiftly made their way back to the truck. Before setting off on their journey, however, Ryan disappeared briefly into the house, prompting Alexis's curiosity. Where are you going? She called after him. Just getting an insurance policy, Ryan replied cryptically. Moments later, he emerged from the house, carrying a shotgun and baseball bat, which he stowed behind the truck's seat before starting the engine. It's dangerous out there. Can't be too careful, he explained. She nodded as he revved the engine, signaling the beginning of their expedition. They navigated their way through the field, exiting through the breach in the fence before venturing onto the road. Ryan guided the truck towards the nearby farm, maintaining a steady speed as they traversed the familiar landscape. As they drove, they took in the vast field stretching endlessly before them. It's funny. If I wasn't 100% sure the apocalypse was happening, I'd swear it was just another day out here in Iowa, Alexis remarked. Ryan chuckled in agreement, his eyes scanning the horizon. It's probably a good thing the apocalypse didn't start here. It might have been weeks before anybody noticed. Despite her initial attempt to resist, Alexis couldn't help but crack a smile and eventually burst into laughter at her brother's cheesy joke. As they approached the entrance to the Clarkson farm, they halted at the top of the driveway, their gazes sweeping down the long stretch of dirt road toward the house. To their surprise, the gate stood open, devoid of any signs of zombie activity. Are you ready? Ryan inquired, turning to Alexis. Just make sure you're ready to throw this thing into reverse at the first sign of trouble, Alexis advised. We're armed. We'll be okay. Ryan reassured her confidently. If we're going to be using up our shotgun ammo, I'd much rather do it defending our house than Mr. Clarkson's, Alexis countered. Ryan pondered her words for a moment before nodding in agreement. He pressed down on the gas pedal, and they began to descend the driveway cautiously. When they were within 30 yards of the house, Alexis suddenly called out, her voice urgent. Stop. Stop. Confused, Ryan complied, bringing the truck to a halt. What is it? He asked, turning to look at her. Alexis pointed out the passenger side window. Look. Ryan leaned over, his gaze following her pointed finger, and his stomach churned at the sight before them. A pile of charred corpses lay in a burn pit, easily a dozen or so in number. Do you think Mr. Clarkson did that? Ryan questioned. We better hope so, Alexis replied grimly. Because if he didn't, then we may have something worse to deal with. Before they could proceed further, the front door of the house swung open, revealing an elderly Mr. Clarkson standing on the porch, shotgun at the ready. You picked the wrong house to rob, he shouted. Panicked, both Alexis and Ryan began yelling, their hands raised in surrender. After a tense moment, they noticed Mr. Clarkson straining to get a better look at them. Slowly, Ryan reached down to open the truck door and stepped out, his hands held high in the air. Mr. Clarkson, it's Ryan and Alexis. Please don't shoot us, Ryan implored. Mr. Clarkson paused, his expression shifting, as if struggling to comprehend the situation. Ryan? Is that really you? He finally responded. It sure is, Mr. Clarkson. My sister Alexis is with me too. We just want to talk with you, if that's all right, Ryan reassured him. Mr. Clarkson nodded, lowering the shotgun and placing it on a nearby table. Ryan motioned for Alexis to join him as they cautiously approached the porch. As they drew closer, Mr. Clarkson's expression softened, and he moved forward to embrace them. I am so glad to see you too. With everything that's been happening, I thought the worst had happened, he admitted. Despite the world's best efforts, we're still alive and kicking, Alexis quipped. Mr. Clarkson's gaze turned solemn as he broached a more delicate subject. And your parents, are they? Mr. Clarkson's voice trailed off as he looked at their faces, immediately sensing the weight of their loss. His heart ached for them. I am so sorry, kids. I really am, he offered sincerely. It's okay, we're just relieved they both went. If one of them went without the other, I think it would have been worse, Alexis reassured him. They were inseparable, that's for sure, Mr. Clarkson agreed solemnly. And now they'll be together forever, Ryan added quietly. Everyone nodded, acknowledging the silent tribute to the fallen. So what are you two doing out here? Do you need food or medicine or anything? Mr. Clarkson inquired. We're stocked up on food pretty good, at least for the moment, Alexis replied. We were actually coming by because we need a winter crop to get in the ground. Mr. Clarkson's demeanor shifted, his head dropping down in a dejected manner. I wish I could help you with that, I really do. But my order is still sitting down at the feed shop in town. It got delayed a couple of days and all this happened before I could get down there, he explained. Have you been into town at all? Alexis inquired. I haven't, Alexis. I drove up that way a couple of days ago, but didn't get closer than a half mile. Even from that distance, I could see it was trouble, Mr. Clarkson admitted. Do you know of anybody else in the area that may have gotten their delivery? Ryan pressed. I don't, Ryan. I was talking to Chuck up at the seed store, and several of the farms in the area were taking the winter off, Mr. Clarkson revealed. Ryan and Alexis exchanged a serious glance, as if they were having a silent conversation with one another. I know what you're going to say, and I don't want to hear it, Alexis stated firmly. We don't have a choice, Alexis. We have to go into town, Ryan insisted. Mr. Clarkson interjected. No, that's way too dangerous, Ryan. It's a lot less dangerous than not growing a winter crop. We have enough food to last us a couple of months, but nothing after, Ryan argued. Mr. Clarkson pondered the dilemma for a moment before reluctantly conceding. You're right, Ryan. And as much as I would love to join you, my weary bones just aren't going to allow it. It's okay, Mr. Clarkson. We can handle it, Alexis reassured him. Mr. Clarkson brightened slightly. I'll make you a deal, though. If you pick up some winter greens for me, too, I'll help you tend to it and get the most out of it that you can. You have yourself a deal, Ryan agreed readily. Good. And one more thing. Give me just a minute, Mr. Clarkson requested. Mr. Clarkson turned and walked back into the house, leaving the siblings alone for a moment to digest their situation. We're really going into town? Alexis questioned. I don't see another way, Ryan replied. We could hit the other farms in the area, see if they have some seeds to spare, Alexis suggested. You heard Mr. Clarkson. A lot of the farms were taking the winter off. So we'd need to find a farm that was planning to plant, and who got wiped out. It's a long shot. Besides, if we're going to the store, we can pick up some other things, like a gas power washer, Ryan said. Alexis chuckled lightly as Mr. Clarkson emerged from the house, carrying a hunting rifle and a box of ammunition. Now, this thing shoots straight, but it kicks like a mule, Mr. Clarkson warned, offering the rifle to Alexis, who accepted it without hesitation. Why are you taking that? Ryan asked. When's the last time you came back from a hunt with something other than your fast food order? Alexis retorted with a smirk, prompting Ryan to concede with a nod and shrug. Yeah, fair enough, Ryan admitted. Now you two be careful out there, and be careful with how much noise you make. Those things aren't that bright, but they love chasing after noise, Mr. Clarkson advised. Thank you, Mr. Clarkson. We'll be safe, Alexis assured him. We'll come back by on our way home and drop off what we can, Ryan promised. I'll make sure to have some dinner for you, Mr. Clarkson replied warmly. Ryan and Alexis exchanged nods as they made their way back to the truck, ready to embark on their journey into town in search of the seeds that would sustain them through the winter. Chapter 3. Ryan and Alexis made their way south towards the small town of Sheffield, just a few miles away from their farm. Despite its sparse population of around 1,000 people, Sheffield served as a hub for local farmers in the area. Surrounding the downtown area were a handful of neighborhoods, boasting a couple of restaurants, a small grocery store, and most importantly, the feed and seed store. This store was the largest in town, providing the local farms with everything they could possibly need. As the siblings approached the outskirts of the town, they stopped half a mile short of its limits. Alexis stepped out of the car, raising the hunting rifle and peering through the scope to survey the town. "Well, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be," she remarked. "So it looks doable?" Ryan inquired. Alexis peered through the scope again, her gaze focused on the road cutting through a nearby neighborhood before reaching the downtown area. On the street by the houses, a couple of dozen creatures were milling about, their movements aimless as they searched for a target. "It looks like we can drive straight through town, but I don't think that would be a good idea," Alexis observed. "The store is on the south side of town anyway. So let's take a detour," Ryan suggested. Agreeing with Ryan's assessment, Alexis climbed back into the truck. Ryan skillfully maneuvered the vehicle off the road, allowing the four-wheel drive to navigate the rough terrain as they veered eastward, keeping a safe distance from the town to avoid attracting unwanted attention. As they traveled, they had a clear view of the town, particularly the neighborhoods surrounding the downtown area. The streets were eerily empty save for the handful of zombies ambling about. "I would have thought there would be more of those things around. I know this isn't the biggest town, but there should be more than a few dozen," Ryan remarked. "The harvest ended a couple of weeks ago, so a lot of the help left town. It looks like most of them hadn't gotten back in for the winter planting yet," Alexis explained, her gaze still fixed on the town. "I don't like saying we're lucky, but we really did dodge a bullet. If this thing had happened a couple of weeks earlier or later, this town would be overrun," Ryan speculated. As Ryan pulled the truck to a stop near the south side of town, just a quarter mile away from the edge of the downtown area, a handful of zombies from the nearby neighborhood began to take notice of them, slowly shuffling in their direction. Alexis stepped out of the truck once more, utilizing the scope on her rifle to assess the situation. With a heavy sigh, she returned to the truck. "What is it?" Ryan inquired, sensing her concern. "The neighborhood isn't a problem, but there's a crowd of those things around the seed store," Alexis replied. "How big of a crowd?" Ryan pressed, already anticipating the worst. 30, maybe 40? "Either way, it's more than we can handle," Alexis admitted. "We still have to try," Ryan insisted. "I know, but we just have to be smart about it," Alexis agreed. Ryan nodded in agreement as he pushed down on the gas pedal, moving them forward at a cautious pace. They navigated through the neighborhood, Ryan skillfully steering the truck past the zombies that banged against its sides, undeterred by their futile attempts to impede their progress. As they traveled a couple of blocks, they turned northward, aligning themselves with the target store. Despite the presence of several dozen zombies roaming the neighborhood, none posed an immediate threat. Stopping at the next intersection, they peered down towards the store, taking in the grim scene before them. "Jesus, that looks bad," Ryan remarked. Alexis scanned their surroundings, ensuring there were no zombies in close proximity before stepping out of the truck, rifle in hand. With a heavy sigh, she relayed her observations to Ryan. "It looks like we weren't the only ones to try and make a store run," she began. "There's another truck in the parking lot, backed up to the front door." "Do you see anybody alive?" he asked. Alexis shook her head as she climbed back into the truck, shutting the door behind her as the moaning and footsteps of the approaching zombies grew closer. "The front door of the building is open, and those things are coming in and out. I couldn't see inside the truck, but it didn't look like anybody was there," she reported to Ryan. Ryan sat in silence for a moment, pondering their next move. Finally, he pointed towards a two-story house just up from their current position, a couple of blocks away from the store. "Do you think you'd have a good view of things from up there?" he asked. Alexis glanced at the house and nodded. "Yeah, I should be able to see the store from there." "Good. I want you to get in there and get situated," Ryan instructed. "What are you going to do?" Alexis inquired. "I'm going to circle around and try to get into the store from the rear," Ryan explained. "Are you out of your mind?" Alexis exclaimed. "We need what's in there, sis. If you can pull some of those things away from the store, I can get in, get what we need, and we're out of here," Ryan reasoned. "So how am I getting to safety?" Alexis pressed. "You're going to have the truck. I want you in there to help me get the store secured. Once it is, you drive away, circle back, and pick me up," Ryan said. "Why don't we just do that together?" Alexis suggested. "Because we're going to be on the clock. As soon as you start making noise, everything in town is going to come our way," Ryan explained. "We don't have to do this today. We can come back next week. Maybe those things will have wandered off," Alexis proposed. "And maybe 100 more in town have wandered down because one of them trips a car alarm," Ryan countered. After a moment of consideration, Alexis relented, agreeing to proceed with the plan. "Okay, but I'm dropping you off on the other side of town. You aren't walking that. And that's not up for debate," she insisted. Ryan chuckled at Alexis's attempt to assert herself, acknowledging her concern with a nod. "Okay, you have a deal." Turning the truck around, Ryan drove back the way they came, eventually stopping on the other side of town, strategically positioning themselves a block and a half away from the rear of the store. "Look inside the glove box," Ryan instructed. Alexis complied, retrieving a pair of shortwave walkie-talkies. After ensuring they worked, Ryan armed himself with the shotgun and baseball bat, preparing for the task ahead. "I'm going to find a place to lay low while you get in position. When you're ready, I want you to fire off a few shots to pull those things away from the store. I'll get everything prepped at the backloading dock, so all you'll have to do is drive up, we dump it in, and drive off." "Does that sound good?" Ryan said. "It does. Just be careful. Because there's a lot of work to do on the farm, and I really don't want to have to do it alone," Alexis replied with a smile and a wink. "Don't be too long. I don't want to be out here in the open any longer than I have to be," Ryan said. Alexis slid into the driver's seat and swiftly shifted the truck into reverse, retracing her path to get into position. Meanwhile, Ryan wasted no time as he dashed off the street and into the yard of a nearby house, where a pair of zombies were sluggishly making their way towards him. Gripping the baseball bat tightly, he closed in on the nearest one, summoning all his strength to deliver a powerful swing that echoed through the quiet neighborhood, shattering the creature's skull upon impact. As the lifeless body crumpled to the ground, Ryan stood momentarily stunned, as if he wasn't expecting the life to fully drain from its body so quickly. The groans of the second zombie snapped him back to reality, adrenaline coursing through his veins as he swung the bat in a panicked frenzy to fend off the advancing threat. With each swing, he fought against the encroaching horror until, finally, he managed to knock the creature to the ground. He raised the bat high above his head and brought it crashing down with force, delivering a fatal blow to the creature's skull. "I really didn't think this through, did I?" he muttered to himself. Ryan pushed aside his apprehension, his heart pounding as he darted through the backyards, the air thick with moans echoing from all directions. His eyes fixated on a house nestled against the seed store's rear dock, its yard merging seamlessly with the commercial property. With a determined stride, Ryan reached the front door, his hand trembling slightly as he grasped the knob. A deep breath steadied his nerves before he turned it, the familiarity of small-town life granting him easy entry with an unlocked door. Inside, Ryan wasted no time in securing the door behind him, shutting out the eerie sounds of the outside world. However, what greeted him within was far from comforting. A noxious stench assaulted his senses, threatening to overpower him, yet he gritted his teeth and pressed on. The living room lay before him, a scene of chaos and horror, blood splattered across the walls, furniture overturned in disarray. Ryan gripped his bat tightly, his knuckles turning white as he cautiously navigated through the dimly lit corridors of the house. Each step seemed to echo with a foreboding resonance, his senses alert to any hint of danger lurking in the shadows. As he rounded the corner into the kitchen, a wave of revulsion washed over him at the sight that greeted his eyes. A body lay sprawled on the floor, headless and clad in a blood-stained nightgown. The lifeless form of the older woman sent shivers down his spine. With a wary glance over his shoulder, Ryan pressed forward, his movements measured and deliberate as he methodically checked each room in the house. The emptiness of the bathroom and guest bedroom did little to ease his growing unease, leaving only the looming presence of the master bedroom ahead. Summoning every ounce of courage, Ryan braced himself and pushed open the door, only to recoil in horror at the ghastly tableau that greeted him. An older man lay motionless in bed, his features marred by a gaping wound that took off a sizable portion of his head. Beside him, a shotgun lay discarded, silent witness to the violence that had unfolded. With a heavy heart and a solemn nod, Ryan uttered his thoughts aloud. "I don't blame you one bit." As Ryan shut the door, a somber realization weighed heavily on his mind. If not for his swift action in heeding his father's instructions, the same fate could have befallen them, with their own parents turning into ravenous monsters, threatening the safety of both him and Alexis. "I can't get back to the farm fast enough," Ryan murmured. Returning to the kitchen, Ryan gingerly stepped over the lifeless body, his gaze fixed on the creatures lurking in the distance outside the store. With a clenched jaw, he surveyed the scene, formulating a plan to navigate past the undead horde and reach the dock. As he pondered his next move, the crackle of the walkie-talkie broke the silence, Alexis's voice cutting through the static. "Hey Ryan, are you there?" she queried. "I'm here, sis," Ryan replied. "Are you ready to go?" "Just give the word and I'll get their attention," Alexis affirmed. "Good. Let's do this." Chapter 4. Alexis got into position, her keen eyes scanning the scene through the scope of her hunting rifle. From her vantage point by the second floor window of the corner house, just a block away from the seed store, she assessed the situation unfolding below. Outside the store, a macabre dance of death played out among the ghouls, their undead forms converging around a truck parked at the front. The vehicle, backed into place, seemed to serve as a focal point for their morbid congregation. Alexis observed the incessant movement, the relentless flow of creatures passing through the swinging door of the store. Turning her focus to the truck parked in the lot, Alexis scrutinized its contents with a furrowed brow. The back of the vehicle was laden with several bags, however, their contents were obscured from her view. With a steady hand, Alexis reached for the radio. "Hey Ryan, are you there?" she called out. "I'm here, sis," Ryan's voice crackled through the radio. "Are you ready to go?" "Just give the word and I'll get their attention," Alexis replied. "Good. Let's do this," Ryan affirmed. Alexis placed the radio beside her, her focus narrowing on the zombie position near the front door. With a deep breath, she steadied her trembling hands, the weight of the rifle a comforting presence against her shoulder. "They're already dead. You're not killing anyone, you're just putting them out of their misery," she muttered to herself, the words a mantra to steel her resolve. Despite the inner turmoil gnawing at her conscience, she knew that action was necessary. Summoning every ounce of courage, Alexis selected her target, her gaze unwavering as she lined up the tall zombie in overalls within the crosshairs. With a steady hand, she squeezed the trigger, the deafening roar of the gunshot reverberating through the stillness of the town. The bullet found its mark with deadly accuracy, tearing through the creature's skull and sending it crashing to the ground in a lifeless heap. As the echoes of the gunshot faded into the distance, chaos erupted among the undead horde, their frenzied movements betraying their confusion as they searched for the source of the disturbance. Alexis shifted her aim to another target, her movements calculated and swift. With precision honed by necessity, she lined up the crosshairs once more before pulling the trigger. The bullet found its mark yet again, felling another of the grotesque assailants and further thinning their ranks. She glanced up from her weapon, surveying the evolving situation outside. The majority of the zombies had shifted their attention in her direction, their relentless shuffle propelling them closer with each passing moment. Alexis adjusted her aim once more, taking out another ghoul that hovered indecisively near the door. While the creature couldn't decide if it wanted to go inside or stay outside, Alexis made the decision for it. Grabbing the radio, she relayed the urgent update to Ryan. "They're moving my way. Don't take too long," she cautioned. "Okay, I'm making my move," Ryan responded promptly. Ryan positioned himself by the back door of the house, his eyes scanning the scene unfolding outside. Most of the creatures in the parking lot had been drawn towards the noise generated by Alexis, their collective attention fixated on the source of the disturbance. However, their lack of reasoning power kept them firmly on the ground, pressed up against the loading dock rather than climbing the stairs just off to the side. "If I can get past them, I should be okay," Ryan muttered to himself. Ryan nodded to himself before swinging the door open and bolting outside. The shotgun slung over his shoulder and the baseball bat firmly clenched in his grip, he wasted no time in taking action. The moment his feet met the pavement, the attention of the zombies by the dock was immediately drawn to him, their guttural moans filling the air as they turned their decaying gazes in his direction. Ryan paused briefly, allowing the undead horde to stagger a few yards away from the dock before launching into action. With adrenaline coursing through his veins, he sprinted forward, his movements agile and purposeful as he weaved through their ranks. The outstretched hands of the ghouls grasped futilely at the empty air as he darted past them. Bounding up onto the dock, Ryan stole a quick glance behind him, relieved to see the zombies shuffling aimlessly in his wake, their limited intellect preventing them from pursuing him up the stairs at the side of the dock. "I'm so glad you guys are stupid," Ryan quipped wryly to himself. Ryan approached the back door cautiously, stopping beside it to listen for trouble. Inside, a chorus of moans mingled with the shuffling of footsteps, confirming his suspicions that he wasn't alone. After a deep breath to steady himself, he stepped through the doorway and into the back storeroom. However, his entrance was immediately met with a grisly encounter as a zombie lunged towards him, its outstretched arms clawing at his clothes. Reacting with instinctive agility, Ryan sidestepped the creature's grasp, his heart pounding in his chest as he deftly avoided the imminent threat. Instead of resorting to his bat, Ryan seized the opportunity to outmaneuver the ghoul, swiftly grabbing its arm and leveraging his body weight to propel it towards the edge of the dock. With a forceful shove, he sent the creature stumbling forward. The creature stumbled a few steps before tumbling off the edge, landing on top of a zombie as the two of them crashed down to the pavement below. Ryan let out a sigh of relief that he had narrowly dodged a dicey situation. He then moved up to the door, listening again, and still hearing moans and shuffling of feet. "Nothing's ever easy," Ryan muttered under his breath. Ryan moved inside, his bat at the ready, knowing there was trouble ahead. As he stepped into the storeroom, he didn't see any other movement, however he did see pallets filled with piles of seed bags. With the back room empty, he allowed himself to glance, seeing that the bags were filled with winter greens. "Bingo," Ryan whispered triumphantly. Ryan moved up to the door that led into the main store, looking out through a small window. While the lights were off, there was enough sunlight coming through the front windows to show that something bad had gone down. Several displays lay in disarray, knocked over in the chaos that had engulfed the store. Shelves leaned precariously, some already collapsed under the weight of the tumult. Amidst the wreckage, three zombies roamed, their slow movements a stark contrast to the havoc they had wrought. Ryan approached the door cautiously, surveying the lack of a latch with a shake of his head. It swung freely, a barrier easily bypassed by both the living and the undead. Contemplating his next move, he realized he had a fight on his hands. With a silent resolve, Ryan crossed the threshold, ensuring the door closed softly behind him. He moved with stealth, his figure melding into the shadows as he selected his target, a hulking figure, just a few yards down the aisle. His breath held, Ryan closed the distance, the weight of the bat heavy in his hands. With a swift motion, he struck, the impact reverberating as the zombie fell, vanquished. But victory was short-lived as the clatter of tools hitting the ground shattered the silence, betraying his presence. Eyes darting upward, Ryan braced himself, expecting the remaining two to shamble towards him. Yet, to his dread, they surged forward with unexpected speed. "Oh shit, they're fast!" Ryan's heart pounded as he registered the imminent threat closing in on him from both directions. Instinctively, he knew that standing his ground would only lead to defeat. Rather than fight, he pivoted on his heels and sprinted towards the back of the store, his footsteps echoing off the walls as he fled. The storeroom door loomed ahead, just a couple yards away. Ryan lunged for it, slamming it shut behind him and bracing himself against the impact he knew was coming. The force of the pursuing zombies crashing into the door threatened to overwhelm him, but he gritted his teeth and held firm, desperation lending him strength. As he strained against the weight of the creatures on the other side, his eyes scanned the room for any sign of salvation. Across from him, a door adorned with a storm shelter sticker caught his attention. Though it was only 10 feet away, the distance appeared to be miles with the runners banging on the door. Ryan let out a primal yell, giving the door a forceful shove before making a run for it. He bolted towards the bathroom door, his muscles burning with exertion as he raced towards potential safety. The creatures, undeterred by the temporary setback, crashed through the door behind him, their grasping hands nearly snagging him as he dove into the bathroom. With a surge of adrenaline-fueled strength, Ryan slammed the door shut behind him. Despite his best efforts, Ryan found himself unable to fully shut the door as one of the runners managed to wedge an arm inside. He braced himself against the door, leveraging his weight to prevent the ghouls from breaking through. In a moment of panic, Ryan reached for his radio, his voice trembling with urgency. "Sis, are you there? I'm in trouble," he called out. Alexis's voice crackled through the radio, filled with concern. "Oh God, Ryan, what is it? What's wrong?" Struggling to maintain his composure, Ryan explained, "I'm in the bathroom in the back of the store, and there are two fast ones outside trying to get in. I can't shut the door, and I don't know how much longer I can hold them off." "Hang on, I'll be there in a minute." Alexis glanced into her rearview mirror, confirming that the creatures she had drawn away from the store were now a safe distance of 3 blocks away. She floored the gas pedal, maneuvering onto a side street at breakneck speeds. Approaching the turn leading to the back of the store, she veered sharply, the engine roaring as she hurtled towards the loading dock. The noise attracted the attention of the zombies lurking nearby, prompting them to shamble towards her. Alexis barreled towards the undead, her foot slamming on the brakes as she sharply cut the wheel. The rear of the truck collided with several zombies, launching them through the air to crash harshly onto the pavement. In a swift motion, she shifted into reverse, the tires crunching over another zombie as she backed up towards the loading dock. Surveying the lot, she noted 3 zombies still mobile but none within 15 yards of her position. Exiting the truck with her hunting rifle in hand, Alexis could hear the chaos unfolding inside as she approached the propped open door. With a steady hand, she ensured the rifle was primed before silently stepping through the entrance. Inside, her eyes fell upon the 2 creatures attempting to breach the bathroom door. One had its arm ensnared in the gap, while the other exerted pressure against its companion in a futile attempt to force entry. Alexis steadied her aim, focusing on the zombie at the rear. She squeezed the trigger, the gunshot resonating through the tense air as the bullet found its mark, dropping the undead assailant to the ground. As the remaining zombie lunged forward in response, Ryan maintained his grip on its trapped arm, preventing it from breaking free and reaching Alexis. Seizing the opportunity, Alexis swiftly realigned her aim and fired, neutralizing the threat. "Ryan, are you okay?" she called out. "Yeah, I'm good. Are we clear?" Ryan's voice echoed back. "We're clear," Alexis confirmed. Relieved, Ryan emerged from the bathroom, and the 2 siblings shared a tight embrace. "Come on, we have to get loaded up before those things come back," Ryan urged. "They're 3 blocks away, so we have some time," Alexis reassured him, her gaze drifting to the motionless bodies of the fallen zombies. "Why were they fast?" she pondered aloud. "I don't know. Maybe they were fresher than the others," Ryan speculated. As Ryan swung open the loading dock door, Alexis's mind raced, connecting the dots. "They're the guys from the truck out front," she realized. Ryan swiftly grabbed a bag of seed and headed towards their truck, his tone urging Alexis to focus on the task at hand. "What are you talking about? Come on, grab a bag and start loading," he implored. But instead of assisting, Alexis darted over to the 2 lifeless bodies and began searching through their pockets, prompting Ryan to pause, perplexed by her actions. "Will you stop wasting time?" Ryan's frustration bubbled to the surface as he watched his sister continue her search. Ignoring his admonishment, Alexis persisted, until her efforts bore fruit, triumphantly producing a set of keys from one of the pockets. "This has got to be for the truck out front," she declared. Puzzled, Ryan questioned, "We have a perfectly good truck right here. Why do we need a second one?" "Because the one out front is already loaded up. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to come back here if we need more supplies. We might as well get everything we can," Alexis responded. After a moment's consideration, Ryan relented, nodding in agreement. "Okay, but let's get ours loaded up then." With synchronized effort, they worked tirelessly, their muscles straining as they hoisted multiple bags at once, tossing them into the back of their truck with urgency. Minutes stretched into what felt like an eternity as they continued their frenzied pace, neither relenting until their breath came in ragged gasps and their bodies ached from exertion. "That's going to have to do," Alexis conceded. Ryan's gaze darted towards the storeroom door, looking through to the street to see the zombies getting closer. "They're a block away, so we should move," he said. "The keys are in our truck. I'll take the one out front and see you outside of town," Alexis said. "Half a mile and we stop," Ryan said. "I'll see you there," Alexis affirmed, exchanging a quick fist bump with her brother before darting through the front of the store towards the waiting truck. "Thanks for getting that loaded up for me, boys," she muttered, a small smile playing on her lips as she spotted the gas power washer amidst the seeds. Relief washed over her as the truck roared to life, the engine purring obediently as she let it idle for a moment before shifting into drive. Pausing at the parking lot exit, she waited for her brother to navigate through the intersection before following suit. Together, they drove south, leaving the town behind them. As they put distance between themselves and the encroaching danger, a sense of relief flooded over them both, knowing that not only had they survived the day, but they had secured everything they would need to endure into the new year. The end.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.